This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine and Dine in LA with Anush. Thank you so much for spending your Friday with me. I hope you have a nice glass of wine and ready to enjoy today's conversation. Our topic for this week is wine, and my guest is Zach Armen, the co-founder and president of Storica Wines. Welcome, Zach. How are you? Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Anusha. I'm great, and I'm excited to talk to you about some wine.
Awesome. Wine is one of my favorite topics, paired with food, of course, and especially the story and history of wine. And when it comes to particularly Armenian wine, that's even more exciting and interesting for me. I introduce you as a co-founder and president of Storica Wines. What is Storica Wines?
Storica Wines is a new company based in the United States. We're headquartered in Boston, but our team is spread around the country. And we are a import, sales, and marketing company with the mission of becoming the leading wine sales and marketing company in the U.S. for Armenian wine. So we only sell Armenian wine. Right now, we only sell it in the United States, although we do have aspirations to sell it in Canada and potentially other markets in North America. But for now, we're focused on the U.S., we currently represent three brands for which we are the exclusive and sole importer for those brands in the whole United States. And we are also beginning to, with our first brand that's fully built by Storica, we will begin to be our own brand owners and our own sellers of those brands in the United States.
Wow, what an exciting project. It seems like a very big project because it's, being an importer is hard enough, and then being a marketer and distributor and everything all in one, that's a wonderful and a big task to take on, and we wish you lots of success. Now, how did you decide to go into a wine business?
Well, thank you, Anush, for that, and part of what I believe and we believe at Storica is that for Armenian wine to be brought to the United States in a scaled fashion and to seize on the real opportunity that Armenian wine has, we actually needed to build a company like ours where we're not just the importer, but we are the seller, the marketer, the category creator, if you will. And I'll tell you more about that and how we plan to actually do all of that. But I started this business actually as really just an interesting passion project. I spent a lot of time in Armenia. My family has roots there through my charity that my dad founded called the Children of Armenia Fund almost 20 or so years ago. So I and my younger brother Sam grew up with Armenia as a very important part of our lives, and particularly spending a lot of time in Armenia, both for vacation with our family and as part of the charity and us being a part of some of the programs there. And so back in 2017, really, on one of my trips in the summer, I noticed that the wine was all of a sudden really good. Armenia, I had never thought about Armenia as a place that produced good wine. And the little I knew about wine at the time was that it was really not top tier quality in Armenia. But all of a sudden it was really excellent. And I started to ask around as to what was happening. And then I actually traveled back to Armenia in the fall of 2017 with my dad as part of a co-op project. And through that visit, I met Vahe Kushkaryan and his daughter, Amy Kushkaryan, who were by then pretty preeminent winemakers in the country. And they gave me the full download on what was happening and why it was that Armenian wine was becoming all of a sudden so good and of such high quality across different types of wines, reds, whites, rosés, sparklings, and across different regions, wine-growing regions of the country. And so that compelled me to say, you know, this seems like an interesting opportunity, and it sort of sits at the fault line between a for-profit venture and a project that can have a real impact on Armenia and on the future of Armenia in a lot of ways. And so that got me excited and wanting to learn more and do more. So I spent really the next 6 or so months just on video chat with Vi and Amy. I pestered them with a lot of probably very annoying questions, but it got me up to speed on what was going on and what it was about the status of the industry in Armenia that needed to be improved upon or added to really bring this wine to the U.S. at scale. And part of what Vahe communicated to me from day one was for Armenia to be a thing in the wine world, it needed to be brought to the U.S. market in a way that was compelling, that was impactful, that was scalable, and that was ultimately a big project like what we're seeking to do now with Storica. So that was sort of the impetus to Storica. And mm-hmm. it really didn't become a company until about a year or so ago. And before that, it was really just a side project that me and my co-founder, Kevorkyan, were spending nights and weekends on. But really over the last 9 to 12 months, it's become what it is today, which is a 20-plus person company across sales, marketing, operations, finance, and logistics, and with a fully dedicated team across different cities in the country.
Amazing. Absolutely, you are correct. You know, bringing in wine, I mean, the wine world is so vast, and there's so many countries, pretty much every country in the world, you know, makes wine and or some sort of a beverage, and competing and, you know, presenting is very challenging. So you have to have a good and strong understanding and a full-on force. And I see that you guys are prepared to, you know, with a team of 20 people to take on the task. And, yeah, the consistency, sharing the stories, information, all of that needs to be visible in front of the people because, you know, even within the wine industry, you know, myself, I'm involved with lots of organizations, you know, part of the some community here in Los Angeles. And yes, they do learn about Armenia, about the Armenian winemaking, but it's not, you know, they don't know as much about Armenia as, let's say, they know about Georgia, right? Even though Georgia is, you know, a neighboring country. So we do need the full force and, you know, marketing on all the channels to bring the awareness and have people be excited about Armenian wine as much as we are. What is, I mean, I have so many questions, but I wanted to ask,
please,
what is
away.
The Storica, what does the name mean, Storica, and how did you decide on the name?
Sure. So the name is a Latin derivative term for historic. So there's not a whole lot behind the name other than we just thought it had a nice ring to it and it was a nice ode to the historic tradition of Armenian wine. And that is an important part of our story, which is while most people think about old world wine as France and Italy and Europe, we're actually oldest world wine when it comes to Armenia. And that is a phrase we're starting to use more and more because we hope that it starts to set us apart from the rest of Eastern Europe and other sort of niche regions that people like to bucket new winemaking regions into. While we are a new winemaking region, we are the oldest winemaking region, and that is an important part of our story. So the name Storica sort of has a bit of a point or nod towards that notion. What I find to be a more fun and interesting part of our logo is the actual image itself, which if you look at it is sort of the silhouette of a karas or an ancient Armenian winemaking pot. Just the upper left and bottom right quadrants of the karas are what you see in the logo. And then in the middle of the logo, you see Mount Ararat. And the mm-hmm. significance of that in the, you know, in the story of Noah, of course, is that when Noah landed on Mount Ararat, one of the first things he did was to plant wine vines to make wine. And so we really like that story element of our logo. And I'm biased, but I think it's a quite beautiful logo in and of itself.
It is beautiful. And it's wonderful to know the story, to know the, you know, how and what, you know, makes you choose on particular symbols and images and et cetera. And it does tell the story of, you know, like you mentioned Mount Ararat and Karas. I wanted to ask you, so you said in Armenia you have noticed the after your visits, you have noticed that the wine started to change. Do you remember what particular, I mean, even if you don't remember what the wine you drank, but what was the particular circumstance, and was it just the wine or it was the food altogether, and then you tried it and were like, wow, okay, this is something that I want to bring to United States and recreate and share it with my friends?
Well, the food has also been, I think, precipitously improving in Armenia, which is great because it makes it a lot more enjoyable to go and explore the burgeoning food scene there. I spent that summer that I was there in 2017. I was there for, I think, probably about 2 weeks, and I drank a lot of different wines. I remember drinking some Takri wine, some Kataro wine. Zulal was not yet a brand then, but I drank other wines from Vahe and Amy's portfolio, Kur, and Takri, and all the wine was good. I remember drinking some really nice rosés with some desserts that I had with some friends in the opera area, in the cafe area there. I remember drinking some beautiful Cataro red at dinners that we were having in some of the wonderful restaurants in Yerevan. So it was a combination of all of those things. And when I then made that subsequent trip in November, I remember I was there with my dad during Thanksgiving. And so we had a big Thanksgiving dinner at our apartment in Yerevan, and Vahe was there, and there was a bunch of other people that were involved in co-op and other friends of ours, and we were drinking Cataro, and we were drinking the 2015 Reserve Red, which I kick myself to this day for not keeping a case of that, because it was such a wonderful wine, and obviously because of all of the tragic events that happened with the attacks on Artsakh, that winery is no longer there, is no longer part of our lands, at least for now.
Yeah.
And so that was such a wonderful experience with that wine, and that was a big part of what got me and my co-founder Kevlar, who I then subsequently drank some of the same Cataro Reserve with several months later, while he and I sat down and sort of said to ourselves, we really need to make an effort here to bring Armenian wine to the U.S. It was over a glass of Cataro. So that is a near and dear wine to our hearts. And while we don't yet sell Cataro as part of our portfolio, we certainly hope to be able to sell Cataro and sell Cataro with Sidani grape from Artsakh in it, which we think and hope can happen sometime soon.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Cataro is a very special wine. For me, I mean, I was in the United States. The first Armenian wine that I tried that wowed me was Zora's wine, and it was pretty much one of the first best wines, you know, coming into United States market. And then a couple of years later, a friend of mine, she said, you have to try Cataro. And I said, it's not available in the United States yet. And coincidentally, my mom was visiting Armenia, and I asked her to bring a couple of bottles. I can't remember the vintage. And I did try it, and it was amazing. I was so happy. I was so pleasantly surprised. You know, I've actually never tried wine from Sireni varietal. This was the first time. I've had before many times, Areni, and during my school years, of course, but not from Sireni varietal, and it was an amazing and exciting experience to try that wine. I'm glad to hear that they might be still able to produce wine from the Sireni varietal, because that's whatever happened to them and to a few other wineries is quite sad and devastating. But we're going to keep it on a positive note. I also wanted to ask your experience, if you have been to the, before, on the second part of our conversation, I'd like you to share about the business and, you know, what projects you have, and more talk about the wines on your portfolio. But we have a few more minutes before we go. I wanted to ask if you have been to the Areni One cave, and maybe tell a little bit about the cave, and if you have been, what was your experience like?
So I did go. I went 2 summers ago. I actually went with Amy Fushgerian, one of our winemakers. And it was a wonderful experience. It's a cave in the Areni region, which is one of the most picturesque picturesque wine regions of Armenia with a lot of high elevation vineyards that you see on the sides and tops of mountains and hills. It's very high elevation vineyards, which produces a really wonderful wine. Our wine currently that we sell are all from high elevation, and the Zulal Red that we produce is from Areni itself and is from the Areni grape. And that high elevation gives a really beautiful and interesting flavor profile and aroma profile to the wines, because when the grapes are grown at such high elevation with also such a high concentration of sunlight, because Armenia actually has an average of 300 days of sunlight a year, which is something like 25% or 30% more than the average country in Europe. So it's a combination of the high concentration and amount of sunlight, plus the rapid changes in weather and climate at high elevation that mm-hmm. stresses the plant in such a way that it really delivers this really unique and diverse flavor profile and the high tannin profile that is typical of a big structured dry wine is also a prevalent theme among all of our wines. So when I visited the Areni Cave with Amy, it was a powerful experience. I mean, you can kind of feel the history, feel the richness of that place in terms of what it represents to Armenia and what it represents to kind of a ancient civilization that,
mm-hmm.
that
to really the world of winemaking.
Right, right. And to the world of mercantilism. You know, Armenia is famously a big part of the Silk Road and was a very central stop along that Silk Road, where merchants who were selling many different goods between Europe and Asia and the Middle East and Africa would congregate in Armenia. And this Areni Cave is very much a part of that rich history, and is something that we try to always loop in and tie into our storytelling. Because it is such a cool place to go, and we hope that our efforts will drive more tourism to Armenia in general. That's a big part of kind of the mission-driven calling that we have and that we tell our team is, you know, this is not just about selling a bottle of wine. This is about selling a story. This is about compelling an audience to be a part of a culture and to be a part of a movement. And hopefully there are additional benefits to the country of Armenia, to the economy of Armenia, to our winemakers and our partners, and to us as a company and as a brand ambassador for these wines, in bringing people to the country and to places like the Areni Cave.
Wonderful, beautiful. It is a very big part of the history and the world of the wine, and I am so happy that it is in Armenia, and I'm looking forward to having friends and others, you know, go visit and discover Armenia. And the I know that the seeds that were found in that cave are also traced to the vines that are growing around the cave, and that is just so amazing. It's that history.
That's
like
right.
You cannot find anywhere else. Thank you so much. This was an amazing conversation. I mean, thank you for the first part. I'm not saying goodbye. We are going to take a quick break, and then when we return, I would love for you to share about the brands that you carry, all the different wines that you have, and how our listeners can purchase them and try them for themselves. So stay with us. We will be right back.